This episode of Variation of Normal is brought to you by Trunks. Have you ever been walking outside in the cold with a warm jacket, but everything below the waist is freezing? Well, Trunks has a solution for you. Wrap your sweet schmeat up in their sheet and never shy away from the outside world again. Trunks uses their patented heat retention technology to keep your long dong under your long johns warm and safe from the elements. Auto-locking drawstrings on your member mitten, trademark, allow for an adjustable fit and maximum comfort, leaving your cock snugger than Kenny and his parka.
Ooh, wow.
Trunks come in a variety of colors and patterns, with sizes ranging from small to magnum. They're also offering a limited edition waterproof trunk, so you don't have to worry about hitting those falsettos the next time you step into the ocean. If you head over to the website and use the offer code Variation of Normal at checkout, they'll throw in a free testacuzzi.
Testacuzzi? Well done for whoever wrote this. Colorful vocabulary.
Trunks. Cat. The perfect pecker protector.
Oh my god. I'm going to have to give a quick shout out to Member Mitten, because that's amazing.
So that was supposed to be an elephant noise, but it's really hard to do on demand. Now I'm freaking out the dog, but...
Who the fuck wrote that?
Hey.
How much money do we get from this motherfucker?
It's pending.
Not going into the episode.
It depends on...
Not going into the episode.
It depends on how many listens we get. It's cost per thousand.
Fuck this guy.
Nope, it's going in. It's in. We have a logo and everything. It'll be posted on the Instagram page. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Variations of Normal. Welcome to our show. Before we get started, a few quick announcements. First of all, big shout out to our growing audience in the great country of India, because...
One person.
No, we have like 15 people, but they're all in like seven like different the same states. House. No, they're in like seven different states. They're all over the place. Nice. They're all using the app Gaana, which is India's largest like media site or app or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
How the fuck do you think that happened?
I don't know. I have no idea. But we want to give a big shout out to you guys. We see you, not literally, but we see you in our stats page. But because we switched hosting services, which means when we switch from Libsyn to Anchor, Anchor does not support Gaana. So if you're even still listening to this somehow, pass this on to your friends. Follow us on Instagram at Variations of Normal, because I don't know if you can hear any more of our content unless you go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of the podcasting apps that are supported on Anchor. But that's all there on our Instagram page. So we just want to make sure you guys can still enjoy our content and don't miss out on anything. And then share with your friends, because I know there's a ton of you motherfuckers over there, but... All right, it's time to get started. So obviously I'm here with my co-host, Ant. We're introducing my good friend, Alex Vittable. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, well, I guess we should go through this, right? We're going to introduce you, but like, I guess we should go through how do you know us? Like, obviously you're like really good friends with Paul for whatever reason. So how did you guys meet? Like, how long have you guys known each other?
Preschool.
Yeah, we've 3 years old.
Yeah, we've known each other since we were wee lads.
So were you like good friends back in preschool?
We were friends, and then we like didn't really talk for a little while, and then in like third grade, I think, we started being friends again.
So it was like...
It was second grade after school program. We took Spanish.
Yes.
And then he told me, I don't think I'm going to keep up with this. I'm going to take Japanese. And I was like, why? And he goes, because in eighth grade, you get to go to Japan.
Like, that's a good reason. Did you go to Japan?
No, we were getting ready to go, and I think it was swine flu or bird flu.
Swine flu was in the middle.
It was bird flu. I don't know. It was
swine
one of
flu was when we were in eighth grade.
It was swine flu then, and they shut down travel, so our whole trip got fucked.
Okay, so I got a question for you. We'll do two words. When you first became friends with Paul, what two words would you use to describe him?
Super quiet. I know that doesn't really match his personality now, but when Paul was young, he was a very quiet and shy kid.
Okay. Now, what two words would you use to describe him? Fucking annoying?
I don't know why you're so salty.
Just so ridiculous is the way Paul lives his life. Honestly. Everything he does is absolutely ridiculous.
I think that's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
You got like a real interesting deal going on.
Do you just not have an interesting deal and you're just mad salty about it? Where's this coming from? Just because you hate your life, don't get the audience to hate me.
Listen, I don't hate my life. I hate very specific aspects of my life. We just got rid of one of them, which was Halo. That's gone.
Yeah. We tried to beat all the Halos. Ant had only beaten Halo 1 on Legendary. He didn't know about Halo 2.
They turn it up.
Yeah, they turn it the fuck
up. They turn it up hard.
Yeah. That's not a thing anymore.
So, I guess, conversely, you obviously met Alex at the same time. What two words would you use to describe him from back in the day? Maybe one
I don't
word.
Remember.
Maybe
I
one
don't,
word.
I
it's
don't,
cool. Just anything. Just one descriptive factor about him.
I would say well-liked.
Okay.
I would say even growing up, Alex has always been well-liked. There was even a kid that him and I would, you know, gang up on and kick his block tower down because he was just such a pompous dickhead about it. It's like, look how tall I can build my blocks. I'm like, man, fuck you.
Were you well-liked by that kid?
They still hung out for years. Like, he pulled it off.
Okay, and what about it now?
I don't know. I haven't seen that kid.
No, dude.
He's talking about me.
Two words.
Yeah, I said still well-liked by most people. I don't think I've met anyone who goes, yeah, I don't really fuck with that kid.
So pretty static. I could see that. You're definitely a likable person. You're just like going with the flow type shit.
I try to do that.
Pretty static is what he said.
Well, static means like stays similar throughout the course of their arc.
So. I know. I took English literature.
He's trying to clown me right now. He's not doing a good job.
He's not.
So we went much later in life, right? Probably around like 8th grade.
Yeah, I think somewhere in middle school. And we met through like skateboarding, really,
more than
anything else. Yeah.
So I knew your two friends before I knew you. I actually knew your older brother.
Yeah.
Your older brother's a year older than me.
Exactly.
You're younger than me.
Yep.
So I think the first time I met you, I was actually hanging out with your older brother.
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't he like playing street hockey or some shit, and I had like my skateboard there or something?
Yes. He came over to my house, I think. Yeah,
that was a long time ago. You were definitely a little bit more quieter then.
Yeah,
you are
for
now.
Sure. I had like long hair and wore tight pants and stuff. Yeah.
You were definitely doing like the whole skateboard thing.
100%.
I used to fucking skateboard in like these baggy ass jeans and
well,
shit.
That was like the mid 2000s way to go. It was like the fat tongue shoes and the baggy pants.
I wore no clothes that actually fit me. Like that was the thing. It was either insanely tight, like uncomfortably tight, or ridiculously baggy clothes.
I didn't learn how to dress appropriately until I was a junior in college.
I think I agree with that. I think I was around 20 years old when I learned how to actually dress myself properly.
And it's not even like, I mean, it is style-wise, but it's also like just styling yourself to your proportions.
Right. And I think what's crazy is I thought I looked good every year before that, but...
Oh, you did.
Dude, I to my senior prom had a buzz cut and a chin strap.
Nice.
And I thought that was cool.
I didn't have a good haircut until I was a junior in college. And then for years I would figure, like, when you start to grow facial hair too, and you try to combine it with your haircut, like you with the chin strap, I had a chin strap for a little bit, didn't like it. Then I would do like full beard, didn't like it. Because I was like, oh, if I grow a beard, then it'll look like I have a jawline. But there's so much that goes into styling a beard, as Ant, you know.
Oh, dude, my shit looks so fucked up right now. It looks horrible.
I remember there was a time I was sitting, like, in the dining hall trying to figure out what to do with my face. So I was just like, all right, you know what? So I looked up some people, saw Ben Affleck, read an article about how he is the master of hard stubble. That's my shit.
He is hard stubble. He always has a little stubble going on, right?
Like, he can grow a full beard. He can looks good, clean shaven. I have a baby face. So if I grow a beard, it's like, oh, nice beard. But it's like, you still look like a kid with a beard. So I keep it at clean shaven to hard stubble. Maybe scruff if it's winter time, but clean shaven to hard stubble is my jam.
I flow between like when I trim it, it's kind of short, but I let that shit grow for like 3 months and then it just gets super long and looks fucked up. And then I just go back to like kind of long.
I couldn't even grow my beard like yours. You definitely could. I can grow a beard, but it doesn't get as big as yours.
Yeah. Yours is bushy.
Yeah. I feel like this would look good if I get it, like, trimmed on the sides and shit, okay, and, like, get it shaped up, but if I'm at the fucking barber, I just get it cut off pretty much.
Yep.
Oh, I don't think I haven't had a beard for 8 years.
I haven't seen your cheeks in...
since like, before I could grow a beard. Like, I grew a beard, and I haven't let it go since.
That's a good point. I don't remember what you look like without a beard.
No, dude, every guy in my family has had a beard since I can remember. So I think I just follow suit on that.
Keep the beard. You might look sickly.
I don't know what I look like without a beard, but it might result in not having a girlfriend anymore.
Yo, that's what I'm saying about, what were we talking about earlier? People.
Didn't you say New York is like, well, I don't want to fucking misquote it, but something about respirators. What was the whole deal?
We were talking about how there was a lack of ventilators when COVID was really hitting New York City, and then I think you told me something.
Yeah, there were. I think to properly wear a ventilator, you gotta like go clean shave, and you can have a mustache, but they have to like properly fit you for a ventilator. Like each ventilator is custom made for your face, so you can't have facial hair because it breaks the seal between the ventilator and your skin.
Right. And that was even, they said, when you wear a mask, that if you have a beard, sometimes, like, you know, air particles get caught in your beard or whatever the fuck. So, we were saying how the government, what are they going to do? Like, make people shave their face? And, like, not everyone's going to do that, because if some people are really fucking ugly, so they use that beard. Like, they need it.
I don't want to say that's why I have a beard.
I'm not saying that's why you have a beard. I'm saying some people, but if the shoe fits.
No, fucking chill.
Chill. You said exactly what I said in the car. If some people have to shave, a lot more people will get divorced.
Nah, I fucking love, dude. I grew up loving beards, so like I'm not gonna let my shit go. I was like, the second I could grow one, nobody's ever gonna fucking see my face again. Like, it's just not gonna happen.
That's valid.
I grew up in that shit. That's valid. Dude, I remember playing, like, this is, like, the first sign where I knew I loved beards. It was, like, you remember, like, the WWE games back in the day?
Of course.
They were, like, the shit. Like, Day of Reckoning and shit on the GameCube. All my dudes would have beards. And I was like, damn, I can't wait to fucking grow one.
SmackDown versus Raw 2007 was my favorite video game of all time. Oh, my God, dude.
That shit was so good.
I played that game so much.
All right. Well, should we get into the meat of what we're talking about?
If we're gonna get into the meat, we can transition into two things. But since we're on meat, I think this is more appropriate. Captain America accidentally.
I didn't think you were going there.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, Captain America accidentally leaked a nude of his dick on Twitter.
What do you mean accidentally?
So he's playing a game of like heads up or something with his phone, and I guess he tried to. And it was, I don't know if it was live streamed or whatever.
How the fuck? Okay.
So he had to like open his camera roll or something, and there was like two photos. One was like a meme of his face, full beard. He looks good in a beard or clean shaven. He could pull off both, Chris Evans, but. One of the memes was like, guard your pussy from him or something like that. I don't remember what it was. So that was one. And I saw that everywhere first. And I was like, is this why he's trending? Like someone made a stupid meme? But that one, because it was saved to his camera roll. And then two, there's just a silhouette of a dick on a thigh. And you don't know whose it is. You don't know if it's his. But I'm watching it and I just felt like Black Panther. get this man a shield.
What do you mean there's a silhouette?
Like it's not his actual...
Like no. Like, penis. It is a real human penis.
Well, yeah, of course. But like, I'm like...
It's artistic lighting. it's just like a dark dick in a low-lit room.
So we know that he takes time to give them a proper dick
his,
pic.
If it's his. Or if he could just use WhatsApp where it saves photos that go into the app into your camera roll. So someone That's could be true. Sending him... artistic penises.
Or here's option three here. Was it? I mean, I haven't seen the picture. Is it? Was it? Was he well endowed? he's got a lot down there.
People were saying he was packing.
That motherfucker stole a picture off the internet and was like, "All right, here we go.
That's
look
possible.
At me now." He's all fucking little and shriveled, but everybody thinks he's fucking packing heat.
Oh no, it was erect.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's definitely something you don't want to do as Captain America.
That's America's penis. People were saluting.
America's penis would be fucking fat. Have like fucking Big Mac sauce on it. That's America's penis.
Just an engorged cock. Disgusting.
Brings a new meaning to the word warhead.
So what's the other meat you were going to talk about?
You know what? Two ways. I wasn't going to talk about the next one. I was going to talk about what low-quality food do you love, Alex, despite its bad quality?
And why is it a brutal dog?
All right, I feel like we can't talk about low-quality foods that people like without bringing up Top Ramen.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
That's like the 30-cent hit when you're just, like, hurting.
I've never eaten it.
So
are you serious?
I refused.
So Why? Let me take it a step further real
Dude,
quick.
It's good. It's like beef powder. It's
I just noodles. Made a vow, but when before I went to college, everyone's like, you're going to eat this all the time. I was like, fuck you. No, I'm not. And
okay, hold on, though. So there's Top Ramen. You know, you make the soup, the ramen. You eat it with mixing the powder with the water to make like a broth, and you cook the noodles in it. But there's an even more jank way of going about this that I actually did in college once, and that's... Just taking the, because you know when you get the package, it's just a brick of hard noodles, and you put it into like a Ziploc bag, and you just crush the noodles up, and then you just pour like some of the powder into the bag and shake it up, and you just eat them like chips.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
And I did it like 5 times at least in college.
Okay, that's not as bad as what I thought you did. I thought you made the soup. And you took the ramen and dipped it like cookies and milk.
I would just heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, that I would. That's the usual, or just like a kettle or boiling water. But another really low quality food that I love to eat is Elio's pizza.
I don't fuck with that.
I don't know. I think it's just my childhood.
It's good. It's good. I had some
honestly,
on vacation.
I had one today.
You can never fold that shit.
I had one today. I can't even lie.
You don't need to fold.
You gotta fold your pizza, dude.
No, you don't. Maybe if it's in a triangle slice, you don't need to fold a rectangle.
I don't know, man. I'm definitely. I can't eat it just fucking regular square. I have to fold the pizza.
That's a weird hill to die on.
I can't. I just. I don't know. It's something in me. I can't do it. I have to fold the pizza.
It's weird. It's and like, there's no crust, which makes it like...
Impossible.
Kind of a bastardization of pizza.
It's like a big chip with salsa.
Sure.
Except kind of. You just need two hands.
Shitty.
But there's cheese on it, too.
Well, why is it floppy?
You can cook
it
a little
more. Make
it
in a microwave?
I don't know, man. Maybe I had bad experiences with it. I've had that shit when I was like real little, and I was like, fuck this.
My favorite low-quality food that's just absolute garbage. Gas station sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
I fucking love it.
Oh, this guy.
He's like, seen me eat them.
Like pre-made, like fucking salami and...
Oh, all yeah. All right,
hold on. I think one
mayo
of...
Mayo packets.
Oh, my God.
One of the
gross.
The most horrible things I've ever seen Paul do was when we were traveling from... Chicago to Milwaukee. It was, I think, 7:30 in the morning, and we were at some cruddy bus station in the middle of Chicago, and I see Paul at the line buying something, and I'm like, is that a burrito in his hand? Like one of these like frozen burritos. that like you heat, yeah, and you heat it up like in the store and eat it. But he buys it and he doesn't even heat it up.
Oh my!
And he brings it on the bus. It's not even 8 a.m. and he's eating a frozen bean burrito from a bus station. And he was loving it. Is what the craziest part is.
It was okay. So the freezer wasn't that good. So it was like,
ew, dude.
So it was like refrigerated. And it wasn't bean, it had chicken in it.
Oh, it's even worse.
And then, we didn't have time. We had to get on the bus.
And didn't you have like a Muscle Milk with it too?
Oh my God.
I think you drank a Muscle Milk on the side.
You might be right. I cannot deny or confirm.
What's wrong with you?
Gains.
As Paul would put it, it was time to get back on his bully. So he was drinking protein shakes all the time.
I mean, I'm saying it's. I guess I don't know if you count this as food, but I can definitely down a whole family size pack of Cool Ranch Doritos.
That yeah, count. I mean
that's not.
That's. I mean,
that's
it's
not.
Garbage.
It's like a snack.
That's a snack. That's not something that like people should be disgusted that you love it.
All right. Well, all right. How about? I mean, everybody loves Big Macs, so I can't just fucking say a Big Mac.
That
I
is
like
top tier fast food.
I can eat like three big. That's dude. It's like the fucking patty isn't even beef colored. It's like an. It's like.
You will not speak ill of McDonald's in front of me.
Yeah, dude, you really love McDonald's.
He loves Mickey D's.
Can we? I mean, can we at least agree that McNuggets are the most low quality nuggets out of any fast food chain?
I could get behind that.
Yep, I'm with
she
that.
She just tastes like air.
I ate 20 once and just felt like throwing up out of my ass.
Here's another one that I was actually taught to by someone we all know, but Fruit Loops with chocolate syrup on top. I know it sounds wild, but you try that shit and it's mad good. Because it's just sugar and chocolate. That's all it is.
Yeah, but aren't Fruit Loops are fucking sweet.
Yeah, but they're not sweet in the way that, like, actual fruit is sweet. Yeah. It's literally just sugar. They all taste, every single loop tastes the same. They're all sugar, and you put more sugar on top.
I actually didn't like them because they just tasted false. Like, I was like, this isn't found in nature.
No, definitely not.
Just solidified glucose.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you know my love for chili dogs run deep as of recent.
Yeah, so last episode or two, we talked about how we got chili dogs, and then you were with us. We got
those shits.
I didn't know that they had chili dogs as, like, the standard, but then they had another tier. What was it, Brutal Dogs?
The Brutal Dog.
And it tasted exactly the same.
Really?
No. It was exactly the same. I mean, the hot dog was better, but the...
You think so?
The hot dog, I feel like, this is going to sound stupid, the meat of the hot dog felt better.
Well, it was a red hot, that's different. It's like a sausage, I think. It's not like a hot dog.
Okay, so it was better meat.
You guys, I mean, I didn't eat it, but I was a little disappointed in the reaction, because they went out of their way to put a warning label on the menu.
No refunds.
Like, warning, extremely hot, no refunds.
Dude, it just looked like somebody took a shit and wrapped it in a bag.
That's actually, there's no other way to describe the
I
way it
I thought I was
going to
shit flames, and I think it'll be fine.
You just fucked yourself. That shit's going to be horrible.
Well, I'll let you know next episode.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Dude, I feel like I've been eating a lot of fast food recently, but everybody eats that shit, so I can't even say that.
So give us some examples of...
How about that? In my freezer right now, I got pepperoni bagel bites. A ton of them.
Is that low quality?
That's something I would consider as low quality.
Okay.
I love bagel bites too, though.
I could down those shits all day.
Those are pretty good.
Bagel bites or pizza rolls? Which?
Nah, definitely. Bagel bites are higher quality.
I'm on bagel bites for sure, yeah.
I do have pizza rolls in there too, though.
I think I didn't have Tiffany's pizza rolls until I was in college, but when I did, fire.
Yeah, they're good, but you gotta know how to eat them right, or else you're gonna burn. Everyone knows you're gonna burn the shit out of your mouth.
You gotta, like, bite off the corner.
Exactly. It's like a packet of molten lava, and you just have to open it up a little bit.
Speaking of, in there right now, I got some, like store brand spicy beef patties. Those shits are good.
I love that shit, man.
I mean, that you can taste the poverty in them.
I think for, like, food, this is, like, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. I saw a guy on my Twitter feed, like, all depressed and everything, and I was like, should I tell him that Dunkin' Donuts serves chicken now?
Ugh.
I don't know if that's gonna help him or make him feel worse. But to me, that's pretty fucking crazy. How far we've come.
I saw, I didn't eat this, and I would never put this near my mouth, but it was at Wendy's.
This is about Captain America.
At Wendy's, they serve, like, a bacon egg baconator. Like a, and it was called, like, a breakfast baconator, I think.
That's a good way to start.
So I'm like, who goes to Wendy's in the morning and is like, I'm going to have a disgusting, greasy cheeseburger with bacon and eggs on it?
I did hear that they have, like, hash brown nuggets, and I heard those shits are mad good.
That sounds good.
I mean, it's fucking fried potatoes. It's going to be good. But, like,
I think that's what it was called.
A bacon, egg, and cheese baconator? Was that it?
I think it was some. I think the word breakfast was in there. I don't know. You'd have to fact check me on it, but.
Yeah, just start off your day with a heart attack.
It's disgusting.
You want to call out of work? Just go to Wendy's in the morning. Get the breakfast baconator.
So, what's Paul? You brought this up to me. Who's Lily?
Okay, so I didn't know that you guys didn't know this, and my friends from college, we were in a group chat, and we were all talking about this.
Well, hang on, before this, do you know who Lily is?
I know who Lily is.
I'm getting to it, don't worry. I'm the uninformed, okay.
They're like, yo, Lily from the AT&T commercials is mad fine. And then, like, I was like, the fucking AT&T girl. They're like, yeah. And then apparently then it started to be like a whole thing on the internet that I wasn't aware of, that people found out that the girl from AT&T was very curvy and everything. And they're like, yo, I've been saying this for like 4 years. Lily from AT&T's mad fine. And everyone's talking about it. And it's because people found out she had huge titties. And
okay.
So there's
you definitely wouldn't be able to tell that from the commercial.
Right, and this guy makes a breakdown video of her body in the fucking from the commercials. He's like, they're so strategic about depriving us from our dear Lily.
That's so creepy. It's mad. I don't fuck with that.
It's mad. It's horrible.
Wait, that's not a joke though, or is it like a joke video?
It's a joke video.
Still weird.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he beat off to her or whatever. But listen, he does an analysis video of like where she's positioned and how all the other AT&T employees have their shirts tucked in. Or no, their shirts, I don't know, tucked in or whatever everyone else does, she does the opposite. And they're like, they do this on purpose. They want to hide her from us. And I was like, what is this shit? And the guy starts fucking drawing on the video like it's an NFL play analysis, like it's a play-by-play showing the X's and O's. And he's like, see, look, she got a cake. And then, like, they show other photos from, like, I guess they found her on Facebook or something. And, like,
that's too far.
It's crazy.
Dude, that's so fucked up.
The internet went crazy, right? So then the poor actress who's actually a comedian. She goes on IG Live and she confronts everyone that's, like, legit harassing her. And it's, like, really bad. And, like, it was horrible, but, like, I couldn't help but laugh when someone goes, no, you shouldn't feel bad. Use it against them. Make your milkers your identity. And she's like, make them my identity. Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe this whole thing was, like, a mistake. I shouldn't be doing this because it's just giving them more power. And I was just like, it was crazy.
I mean, it's a huge problem, though.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm not...
Captain PC switches from Paul to Alex.
No,
hold up, let me dig in. Why do you think this is a huge problem, Alex?
Because these are the same guys, the people who get on their computers and talk like this are like the same fucking losers who would never say anything like that to a girl in real life.
Fucking pussies.
I know, but then they have the audacity to say shit like this online, and then they're also the same guys who are like, girls don't like nice guys like me, they only go for chads that are over 6 feet tall. So it's just like...
Studying finance. Like, yeah. And then people are calling out the guys saying nearly exactly what you said. And it was just like this weird, like, microcosm of the internet. That there's people fighting for Lily from AT&T, and then people fighting for her titties. And it was just like a crazy crossroads of the internet.
What I don't understand is if you so desperately want to, like, see somebody's titties on the internet, why are you going after this woman?
So that's interesting. That's an interesting question, man. Because I think it's not about the titties.
It's about the milk.
It's about the power that you can have over someone, and it's about the fact that she doesn't want to be, you know, sexualized in that way, and like the fact that people can do that to her and get a rise out of her. Gets a rise in them, you know what I mean? It's more about the power balance and like the way that they interact with her than just like seeing titties, you know what I mean?
It's like the anonymity factor. Like, I would never say any of the things I say to people that I do when I'm driving a car.
Like, well, when it's just you, different,
no,
though.
It's not. No, it's
no,
not.
It is because
no, because they can't hear you. Listen, they can't hear you. You can say whatever the fuck to your windshield. Someone cuts you off, you're saying horrible obscenities, right? They step out of the car, you're gonna go, hey, what the hell, man?
Here you go, sorry.
Louis C.K. has a whole bit about that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but this person is, like, Lily is seeing this shit, so it's a little different.
Right, but it's the anonymity that they feel like they're protected.
I agree. It is the anonymity that gives them that.
Like, you said, they would never do it in person, but because there's no real repercussions, they just say whatever the fuck they want.
Well, how about we place these people in the penalty box next to the All Lives Matters guys? Okay? Not welcome on the show anymore. can we put them over there?
Hey, man, if that's what you want to do.
Just, I would hope nobody that's listening is like that. But if you are, go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
True.
There. Easy. That sucks, though. She's a fucking... you showed me the commercial. I didn't see anything striking about it.
I fell into that same camp. It is a shitty company, because you know what? I invested in AT&T, and all they've done is lose me money.
Why would you even... Dude.
5G, man, is the future.
Alright, fair enough.
It seemed like a good call, but I got in January of 2020. Which was a fucking horrible time to put your money in the market.
Unless it was in Zoom.
Yeah, unless it was in fucking Zoom.
Oh, man, I wish I had the foresight to do that. So, did either of you motherfuckers watch the PlayStation announcement?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I read all about it, and I'm still trying to decide Xbox or PlayStation, so...
Alright, any striking things from either of you? Do you want me to go? You want me to...
Well... For anyone who might be listening, like, fuck, video games again? They're making a Harry Potter game?
Open world, next. Right?
Open world.
I think it's
you
cool.
Like Harry Potter. Shut the
I
fuck
like
up.
Harry Potter, but I've never once watched the movie and been like, this would make an awesome game.
I just think it's a cool idea. I don't know. I'm never going to play it.
But I'm never going to cool play idea. It either, but I mean, someone will.
Well, okay, so very little opinions here. So you don't know if you're going to Xbox or PlayStation?
No, I want to go to PlayStation because of, like, exclusives and stuff. They typically have, like, really good exclusives. As far as, like, what they were announcing, I think Resident Evil looks really cool.
That game does look sick.
And they're coming out with Crash 4, which I'm super hyped
about.
That's
going to be tight.
Yeah.
I was never a big Crash guy, but, I mean, I was a Nintendo guy. So, fair. You know, I was never big on Crash. So, the big difference is here. PlayStation, they announced the PS5 prices. They have a digital only for $400, or you get a disc tray with it for $500. I mean, at this point, everybody should probably just go digital, because disc is the way of the fucking past.
That's true, opinion. But I feel like I need the disc tray. Even if I never use it, I still want it. I don't know why.
I don't know, man.
Maybe I'm just holding on.
I think the only PlayStation 4 game I have is the one that Paul bought on disc.
Which game?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Classic.
So, the difference is you have Xbox that's $500 for, like, the good one, and then they have a real shitty one for $300, which is like, if you're gonna buy that, just get the might as well not buy it at all.
Right. Yeah. Right. So yeah, the digital only PS5 is more or less on par with the disc drive one, right?
Yeah. The only difference is there's no disc.
Right.
And so it's the same. It's the same hardware, same everything. Right. It just doesn't have the disc.
Which I'm starting to get behind, because it's not like I'm like, oh, fuck, what about my DVDs? I don't really watch DVDs.
You just stream shit from your... I mean, you stream shit from your phone.
I mean, like, would it be nice? Yeah, but, like, do I want to pay an extra $100? Probably not.
I mean, I guess I also just need to know, like, how many games can it hold? Because I know, you know, I have a PS4, and you can't really hold that many games digitally on that. I'm sure it's more, obviously, in the next generation, but...
Well, you're looking at... I would assume games now, at least coming out, are probably going to be somewhere in the 100 gig range.
Right.
So I'm sure, I don't actually know what storage size they have on it. I would be surprised if it was anything more or less than a terabyte.
Right, data. Yeah.
So you're looking at anywhere from like 8 to 10 games, I would say.
And you can just uninstall and reinstall them when you need to.
However,
do you have to rebuy them?
No.
You buy them, you have them forever. You just download, okay. And you can delete, download as much as you want. It doesn't fucking matter.
So I might... If the Lakers win, I might get it.
Because got some money riding on
the PS5 or the Xbox PS5. Series X?
No, I mean,
Ultra.
Okay, the only reason I would get Xbox is for Halo 6, and they said Halo 6, you can play it on the Xbox One. So there's no reason for me to buy this microwave-sized console and fucking play
one
game.
It just looks like a fucking computer now.
It's fucking dumb, all right? And their games are trash now. But that's beside the point. I would like to get the PS5 because they got all the best exclusives, they got all these cool games, and it's just cooler. More people have PlayStation now anyway. And if the Lakers win, LeBron is basically paying for my PS5.
I'd feel like the 360 PS3 generation, that went to Xbox. PS4, Xbox One, I think went to the PlayStation, so I'm... This is the rubber match, and I want to see who's going to win this one.
Well, the big thing for me, and what I've noticed, which is, again, for somebody like me, is every single, like, except for a select few, that were games were that were announced in both Xbox and PS5, were all announced for PC, which is perfect for somebody like me. So they just, both of those consoles took me completely out of it, which is perfect. I would rather play that shit on the computer anyway. Right now I'm playing fucking N64 games on it, so I can at least, you know, have it work a little bit. But I don't know, man. Those fucking the game announcements. Final Fantasy 6. Are you a Final Fantasy fan?
I don't know. I never really played that.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, it looks crazy.
I think the exact opposite, so
no?
I'm glad you say that.
Really?
Dude, I'm a Final Fantasy fan. I've played them my whole fucking life.
I can only judge it by the graphics, because I've never actually played the games, and it looks fantastic.
I think the issue with this, like, media now is there's so much power, and there's so much, like, openness to it. It actually, like, homogenizes everything, because now everything's an open-world game. Everything looks the same.
Right.
It looks exactly the fucking same. You wouldn't be able to tell that shit was Final Fantasy. The only way you could tell is from, like, the summons that come up in the trailer. But, what differentiates that from, like, Ghost of Tsushima or fucking, like, Assassin's Creed or, like, any of those games?
That's
all
a good
like
point.
The fucking same.
I think we're getting to a place where it was, like, it was a race to see who could get the better graphics, you know, once things started picking up in terms of the way it looked. And now we're getting to a place, like you said, where everything has the potential to look really realistic or good. And now it's up to, like, the developers and the artists to kind of make it their own and make it special in their own way. Which is why, I don't know if you guys have ever played Cuphead.
I did. That shit's tight. That
awesome
shit
game.
So
hard. Seriously challenging game. All of the artwork was hand-drawn. They did it just like, you know, those 1920s, 30s steamboat cartoons for Mickey Mouse.
And all live music. Yep.
Yeah, dude.
It was fucking crazy. I forget how long it took. I think it was like in development for, I want to say like 4 years or some crazy shit like that.
And it's a fucking hard game. Like, you look at it and you think it's going to be like fun because it looks fun. That shit is hard, dude. Wait, I beat it, but it's hard.
You saw the trailer for the Spider-Man game?
Yeah, but you know I'm not really... I'll let you go off on that.
I mean, it looks sick. I still haven't played the first one because I didn't have a PlayStation. I just used Ants. So when I 100% Ghost of Tsushima, I'll just fucking see if I can exchange it for $4 and see if I can get Spider-Man for $36. But or I could just wait until the Miles Morales one comes in because I think it includes the first Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, it's definitely... Like, the first one was impressive. Like, I've seen it played. I played a little bit of it, and it's fucking impressive. Like, they captured everything they needed to, like, encapsulate the player as Spider-Man. But it's just not for me.
But you hate all new games.
I really do. I fucking hate every new game that comes out. I just bought the 3D collection of Mario games. Like,
which I'm down for. Sounds awesome. I think Spider-Man did really good job with the gameplay, but it was also a little boring for me. I got bored with it pretty quickly.
I mean, it looks fun to just like swing around and shit. Yeah. But like, you just, it's like, if you fucking go to one place, you press X like 4 times. You go to another place and you press X for 4 times. Like, it's, again, it's just like the same shit. It's like every game is just like a reskinned version of itself.
I'd never get tired of slaughtering Mongols.
Yeah, dude, you're really close to 100% in that shit. You have to like get like different colored dresses and you're done.
He likes saying stupid things so he can make me look like the PC guy. It's not a dress! It's a hakuba! Like, that's what he wants. And I'm not giving it to him anymore.
Don't give it to him.
No.
Because everyone I show him, he goes,
don't take the bait.
He goes, yo, that's fucking sick.
Dude, it looks sick as fuck. I'm not lying. Look, man, if I could wear a dress like the main character in Ghost of Tsushima, I'd rock a dress every day.
You could.
No, dude. You could. No, I wouldn't look good in that shit.
Challenge the gender norms. Put it on.
Have you guys played Last of Us 2?
Nah, I didn't.
Damn, I wish you had, because that game also has some pretty interesting topics that it touches on, and it's become quite controversial in the gaming world. So
you got a couple to throw around?
Well, I think it's just funny because people were getting really uptight because one of the characters that's like a very big part of the plot is like a girl who is extremely buff, and obviously the gamer dudes had a problem with that. And then there's another character who happens to be transgender, and obviously the gamer dudes had a big problem with that too. So I just thought it kind of fit in with the...
Where do you think that mindset comes from? Like, you're clearly not going to fucking have any relationship with these fake things.
These fictional characters.
Like, it's just insecurity, man. I think it just comes from insecurity.
I saw something on that. So there's an event that happens in the game, and the extremely buff girl is voiced by Laura Bailey. And because of the event in the game, people were sending her death threats.
Can you imagine being in a place in your life where you have to, like, tell someone you're going to kill them?
I can't think of a single...
Imagine being in a mental state that you send someone you've never met a death threat.
Because of a video game that they took part in.
But that is, like... You're directing your anger at the wrong person. This person was given, like, lines of text, and they say it into a microphone, and then they get paid and walk away. They had no doing with that killing.
They didn't write the character.
No, they just fucking...
They're just trying to pay their bills.
Yeah.
They
have... How fucking ridiculous
is this? Behind on taxes.
Like, I'm gonna kill you!
These are the same types of people who are harassing Lily from AT&T.
They are. They are the exact same. I mean, it's like most male dominated things have horrible subcultures like that, you know? Like, it happens with gamers all the time. It happens with musicians all the time. Like, it's like a meme now, like the line where they're like, "Huh, you're pretty good at video games." for a girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so stupid.
That's kind of like women deal with the same thing in comedy. They're like, oh, there's no funny like women comedians. They're like, oh yeah, she's really funny for like a female comedian. And it's just like, women are funny. They just, I don't know. I don't even know why there's not as many women comedians. I guess it's just maybe they just haven't been given the same chances or whatever. It's, I mean, because there's plenty of very unfunny guys that I know. There's plenty of very unfunny male comedians that I know. And there's plenty of unfunny male comedians that you guys have seen on the shows that I've asked you to come watch.
And they're like, they're so confident too.
Yeah.
They're so confident. And I'm like, yo, shit,
your jokes are trash.
Yo, do you remember this one time I was watching you perform in the city, and a guy who went up before you was trying to do his set, and there were these old ladies in the front, just kind of having like a ladies' night. They were being rude, don't get me wrong, kind of like talking, but like while people were trying to do their set. But this guy, he was up there like, he started just kind of like trying to wave them off, like, ah, shut up, guys, ha. Huh? And then he started getting more and more angry to the point where he was like, dropped his whole set completely out of character and was just screaming and yelling at these women, saying all types of wild shit. And he finished with, I have 5 years of college. I don't need to deal with this shit.
I remember that. I
forgot. And he walked off the stage, and I just thought to myself, who gives a fuck how many years of college you have? You're doing stand-up comedy.
Which has no correlation whatsoever.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Like, you can graduate high school and go straight to comedy. You can go straight to league. There's no barrier to entry. Like, and you're not very funny.
Here we go.
You could say, I want to be a comedian. You ask someone, can I be on this show? They say, yes, as long as you bring 5 people who are going to pay $20 for a ticket and $80 for drinks. Sure, you can be the best comedian you want. And there's no barrier to entry, so anyone can do it. So that's where I get caught up when like, people are like, oh, there's no like funny women comedians. And I was just like, maybe women just haven't tried it out as much. Or I have no idea why, but maybe there's just too many overconfident, unfunny guys.
Or we could just be fucking realistic and say 95% of people in comedy fucking suck.
That is true.
Men or woman, 95% of them fucking suck.
I mean, that's definitely
95%
true.
That's everybody who I fucking see, pretty much. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's gender specific. I think fucking pretty much everybody I've seen attempt to do comedy fucking blows. Myself included, I would fucking suck at it. It's
very hard.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not hard, but it's because so many people fucking suck at it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when someone asks me, like, Paul, who are the funniest people you've ever met in your, like top five? I don't name comedians. Like, I know regular, degular people from my life.
What'd you just say?
Regular, degular. You've heard me say this before. We've done this on the podcast before. It's a saying.
I've heard it before.
Dude, he's really coming at me today, isn't he? What'd I do to him?
His guard is up.
He's fucking
salmon. If you're gonna bring
like
it,
he's treating me like a Mongol right now.
Yeah, dude, he's like coming down my fucking throat. Dude, what's going on?
Continuity. What's man, going continuity. On? You brought this up. You tried to shit on me before. It's not happening twice. I'm doubling down. Regular, degular. Look it up.
Done.
Dude, you gotta fucking facilitate this a little bit.
He's the guest. He ain't facilitating shit.
All right, I'll mediate from now on.
All right. Well, that kind of got off. That got off the PlayStation announcement. I was going to say, well, I hate new games, but I do love Tony Hawk.
Yeah, man. They remastered or just remade.
They remade that shit, like all old levels and shit.
But Pro Skater 1 and 2, right?
1 and 2. You ever play those?
Oh. I had Pro Skater 2 for the Game Boy Advance, where when you beat the game, it took me like a year and a half because I was a small child. But when you beat the game, you get to be Spider-Man, and then he also gets a jetpack.
That was sick.
And
yeah,
you're just like flying around the skate park as Spider-Man. Like, you'd think he'd use webs, but no, he just fucking jetpacks everywhere.
Way too much cost in animation. But what that, dude, that game did, that game definitely brought me back into skateboarding. I just bought a new complete, like, 2
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was kind of on and off like with it, and I was just like, fuck it. It's, like, perfect. Because, like, I can skate, the dog can run around, I'll be good.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I figured we all, like, kind of met each other. Well, at least in my eyes, we all kind of met each other skating.
Sure, yeah.
Would you Would you say skateboarding kind of like helped shape who you are?
100%. I mean, yeah, I mean, I skateboarded like every single day from like seventh grade until, you know, halfway through high school when I started to fall off of it a little bit. But it was like, you know, that was heavy and like into it for probably like 8 years, you know, solid. And yeah, the whole culture around it, you know, the people I met, the things I got into was 100% influenced by skateboarding.
That shit definitely had a big impact. I mean, I still like I only wear skate shoes.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know.
My feet must be fucking suffering.
You know, you
flat, you know, what are arches?
They're fine though. No, dude, it's just like I definitely adopted that. That was like the one thing, like I kind of faded out of like always wearing like skate shirts and shit. But like I was just like, I'm never giving up skate shoes. Like that, because it was such an identifying factor of like, realistically, since I was 12.
Yeah.
You know. So I didn't want to fucking lose that. I didn't want to lose that part of me.
Every, like, spring, go to Bob's and you get, like, your skate shirt, like, the fucking... Or Kohl's, you get the Hawk shirt.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's the fucking man.
I would say skating shaped me just in the sense that it was, like, my... I guess your formative years, you would call them.
Right.
In the sense that you're just leaving the house by yourself and, like, sixth grade to... Like 10th grade for me is when I was going out and it's just me and my friends. There's no one around to like tell us what to do. We're just like spending hours outside walking around like vagrants, just eating fast food and sitting in the Wendy's for like 2.5 hours. And they're like, you guys have been here for too long. Yeah. Like it was just like it was like an outlet to just develop myself as a person. Cause like Alex said, like I was really like quiet. So being out and around people my age with no adults, like that was my way to like test out, you know, like my personality, like, you know, like growing into yourself for me personally, just because you're out doing hood rat shit with your friends.
Do you remember fucking Paul had the hardest flick out of anybody I've seen?
He did, man.
That motherfucker would throw like fucking almost triple kickflips.
I remember that.
He would like bend mad low, jump super high, and the fucking board would spin so fast.
I don't think I ever did a triple. I got close, but I was able to do doubles on command.
Easy. Another thing, I think skateboarding really did give me like a lot of confidence in myself too, because it's like, it was like one of the first times in my life where it was like something that I'm doing 100% on my own. And then like, When you're facing a new trick or you're trying to learn how to do something new where it's potential like harm to yourself if you mess it up, doing it right is like really, it's a really good feeling, like dropping in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like one of the things, like when I see a kid learning how to drop in for the first time, I just think back to when I was learning how to do it and being on, you know, a taller ramp, like 5 feet and above, and just standing up there for the first time. I remember being so scared and like everything in my body telling me not to do it and just going for it anyway and getting down safely. It was just like such a good feeling and gives you so much confidence in yourself.
When you do your first drop in, that's when you become a man.
Truth.
I remember, Alex, you were telling me like when you were first learning how to do it, like you'd gone down the ramps before, but you would just sit at the top and just stare at it. I'm like, what are you doing? Just go down. And this was before I had gone down, I think, where you're like, I get anxiety. I was like, well, what the fuck is that? Just blow into a paper bag and go down. Like, I had no conception of what that was. Yeah. And then you would do it all the time, and then eventually we would do it. But neither of us, or any of us really, were really, like, vert skaters. Like, nah. We weren't ramp guys. We would, like definitely I said, we would skate around more. The street like fucking hooligans.
Right.
Always with the little fucking shitty camera. Always yeah, filming man. Our shit.
100%.
Fucking, what was it, flip camera?
Yeah.
Well, weren't you sponsored? What was that about?
That was like briefly. It was a very brief thing.
How did that happen? Give us the background on that.
That was at one of the skate comp. And mind you, I wasn't like the fucking greatest in the block or anything. Like
you were good though. I remember you were really good.
I was decent. There were definitely people that were like fucking sick. And I was like in the tier levels, I was like mid.
Yeah, like, I definitely agree with that.
Like I was good, I was better than most, but not better than like not even close to like the best.
I think you were at the time one of the people who was like ahead of your age group.
Yeah, I,
as far as like street tricks,
because I lived that shit, man. Like I would skate all day, and I would get home and I'd watch skate videos and like watch like how to's, like how the fuck do you do this, how the fuck do you do that.
Yeah,
so, it was at a they had like skate competitions every once in a while at the local skate park.
I missed it every year.
And one year, it's funny because I didn't even compete in it, but they had like vendor stations. And one of the vendor stations was set up right in front of this kicker. And, dude, for, like, it had to be hours.
Oh, you were trying to go over, like 10 boards, right? No.
I was trying to hit a triple kickflip.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, dude, I was, like, determined. I was like, I gotta fucking land this today. And these motherfuckers had to see something, because I wasn't fucking looking good at all. And I finally, like, ripped that shit. Like, triple kickflip, like, bolts, landed it, rode away. And the fucking dude from this, like, a clothing company came up to me and, like, tossed me a shirt. He's like, oh, man, like, I'll, you know, kind of, like, working shit out. Like, oh, maybe we can go to, like, some other shit together. You can, like, promote the brand or whatever. And, like, it was my freshman year at my high school. So he hit me up and be like, oh, there's this fucking, like, there's a snowboard competition in, like, fucking 4 hours away. Do you want to meet there? And you could, you know, you could, like, help us promote and shit.
Right.
I was like, dude, I can't fucking do that. I'm like, I don't have a car, and I'm 14 years old. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But he would send me, like, free clothing every once in a while.
And, I remember that. Yeah, you had mad stickers, too.
I would see those stickers all over the little stop signs.
I slapped that shit everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we would just walk around and do hood rat shit.
But it was cool. Like, I would film a little bit, and he would take it and be like, you know, you're like, you're good, but, like, it's not, you know, it's not the quality of shit you want to put out and be like, yo, this fucking dude skates for us.
Right, yeah.
So it just kind of, like, faded into nothing. But that was definitely one of my goals. I was like, I want to get this. And it wasn't, like, I wouldn't go as far as to say it was, like, a true fucking sponsor, but I got free shit from him.
That's cool.
That's, like, the goal of every, like, 13-year-old kid. Like, if I can just put a nice video together, maybe I can get a sponsor. And, like, getting a sponsor was, like, you made it. Like, winning a skate competition or getting a sponsor, that was a huge deal.
Well, the coolest thing, I don't know if I said any of this shit to you guys, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say the company name, but I remember it was, like, it had to be a year after I got sponsored. I was watching the X Games. It was a motocross competition, and one of the guys announcing it was wearing their shirt. I was like, oh, shit. That's pretty cool. Sick.
Yeah, the brand is strong.
No, that's dope.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy. I was really hyped for him. I would, like, communicate with him a little bit, you know, like, for a couple of years, but I don't even know if that company's still around anymore.
Who knows?
It was cool, though, because, like, the whole point of it was to, like, donate some of the earnings that they made to like, extreme athletes that got hurt and couldn't pay for their bills. It was, like, to help them out.
Mm.
So he was just a good dude. He was a really cool guy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't even skate anymore, but it's still kind of an extension of me, and it has definitely influenced all the shit that I do now. Like, I play music a lot nowadays, and all the music that I'm into, all the art that I'm into, all that kind of shit is all stuff that I got introduced to from skateboarding. Oh, at least started on it.
That's how I started listening to hip hop.
You know what I mean?
That's, like, why it's still this, the only thing I listen to.
All this stuff is it's all an extension of the shit that I was introduced to while I was skateboarding. So,
well, with your music, do you play any shows, or is it just strictly like
I've played shows, yeah. I mean, I grew up playing, like, the cello. Like, I was decently serious about that, and then yeah, I play guitar now, and obviously COVID can't do anything, but I don't do it super seriously, but help people out, sit in on bands and stuff. I play with my dad sometimes, who's a musician. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, super serious about it or anything, but it's a fun thing that I like to do.
But, I mean, you're good.
Yeah, I can do some things.
You can throw down a little bit?
Yeah, I can hold it down.
I've always tried to be, like, I've tried playing guitar, and it just, I can't do it. I can't sit down and dedicate the time to it.
Takes a lot of dedication, for sure.
I have zero musical talent.
I'm gonna say I'm in the same boat as you. But how did you learn that shit? Did you, like, oh, because your father's a musician, so right, he probably taught you all that shit.
So,
right?
I took guitar lessons when I was a kid, so I always knew how to play, you know, basic stuff. And then growing up, I didn't play guitar at all in, like, middle school, high school. I listened to a lot of, like, rock music, I played the cello pretty consistently up until the end of high school and a little bit of college, but you know, rap was just like the big thing when we were in high school, so we did actually do a lot of rapping, mostly for fun, but I did perform in a couple shows with our other friend. So that was kind of like my musical outlet other than like the cello. And then when I got to college, it was like, okay, I can't really like, I don't want to like play the cello. I'm like in a dorm room right now. So I had to like figure something out. So I just started playing guitar more seriously. And then, yeah, ever since then, I've just been playing it pretty much every day. So
I've kind of gone through this process of trying to become better at art. And I've picked up a lot of things that I feel makes everything easier to progress and makes you better quicker, like things that you should understand, things that you should focus on. I don't know if anybody out there is trying to learn an instrument, maybe a guitar, because that's what you play. But is there any, what's like the one thing that you would say helped you progress the fastest? Just like from like a mindset, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I think what's most important is when you're practicing to like be intentional about it. So like when you're playing guitar, especially when you get to that point where you know how to play a couple things, like things that you really enjoy, it's so easy to like sit down for a practice session, start going, and then just like easily fall into the loop of like playing the same shit that you know over and over, just because it's like similar to skateboarding, like you know how to do a kickflip and you're just constantly doing kickflips or something. And like to really sit down and say like, oh, I'm going to try something new that's, you know, going to challenge me a little bit and like really focus on it. Don't lose like track of it. You know, I've heard a bunch of people say like, I'd rather have you play for 20 minutes a day and like practice focused and intentionally than to like noodle around on your guitar for like 5 hours a day. Like you'll get more out of that intentional 20 minutes than the 5 hours.
Okay, so go for variety. Learn. So you're saying learn something, master it, move on. Learn something, master it, move on.
And just like, yeah, just have an intent. Like sit down and be like, I'm going to learn like this song right now. Or I'm going to practice these scales, these arpeggios. And that's not to say that like that's the only thing you should be doing. But it's like, that's a good way to like continue growing as a player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a good way to get inspired is obviously like listen to people that you like. Like guitarists, if it's a guitar player, like who do you like playing? Listen to them, try to like play songs that they play, figure out why they like blah, blah, blah. And then while you're growing and playing, you're always going to hit like a rut. You know what I mean? You plateau, you feel like you're not getting better. In that case, I'd suggest just always going back to like the things that got you started, that the reason why you love it, like kind of remind yourself why you're even playing in the first place.
I would say that, based on what you just said, it's when you hit that rut or that plateau or you even regress, that's going to happen and you're going to get really discouraged. And it's at that point that's when you get better. Because it's like you're at the point now where you know where you should be and then you're falling short of it. And then once you get past that, you're even better than you were before. Like, for example, my dad has been getting really into golf. Because he's been working from home and he has all this free time now. So he's fucking buying new clubs, taking lessons, going to the driving range. He'll be like, I'll be back. I'm just going to hit a bucket of balls. And we'll see him like 3 hours later. Like, how many balls did you fucking hit? And he comes in one day just so fucking dejected. It was hard for me not to laugh in his face. Because I'm sitting there doing...
Everybody's had those days, though.
Right. So I gave him a pep talk. But listen to this. So I'm doing my laundry and I'm in the other room. His office is right next to where the laundry is. And I just hear him, like, through the wall, like, to me. He goes, I suck at golf.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what do you mean? You've put so much time, money, and effort into this. You're not allowed to suck. What are you talking about? And then I gave him the whole pep talk, like, because it's just like when I'm practicing martial arts and I am working on a technique and then my sifu comes out to me and goes, so you've been doing this wrong for 4 months, but now you're at a point where I can tell you that you're doing it wrong because now you will understand why it's wrong. And that is the point. And when you're like, you think you're good at something and then the world just comes in and just tells you to go fuck yourself.
It's like the better you get, the more you realize you suck. Like, exactly. That's kind of a thing.
Exactly.
And with the plateau, it's like, the way I've seen it, it's like I'll hit a plateau and it'll be, it's always, I don't know how long it is, but it could be a couple weeks, it could be a couple months, like, and I'll break through and I'll know I broke through because I'll, something will just click. And then I'll feel really good and I'll have like a couple weeks of like really enjoying it. And then I'll hit another plateau and it's never going to stop. You know, you're always going to hit a wall and it's like, you just got to decide whether or not like this is something you want to keep at or if like you're comfortable where you are. And like, there's really nothing wrong with it. If you get to a point where you're like, I like where I'm at. I don't want to like go further here. Like, fuck it. It's like, it's all about what you want to do. You know?
Yeah. It's like the best way I think about it is it's like the stock market in the sense that it's not going to go straight up. Like it's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to go up, it's going to go down, but it's always on an upward trend. So my dad comes back like a week later and he goes, Paul, I just played the best game of golf in my life.
There it is. And it feels so good. It feels so good.
He was ready to quit. He was ready to hang up the clubs.
There, man.
Yep.
Skateboarding, man. That shit hit me hard a bunch of times.
Yep.
I think the big thing that I learned is, it's, I guess this is the wrong word for it, but steal from people to make your own.
No, 100%.
Like, you got, like you have to use previous works as a reference.
100%.
You take what you like from previous, even if you can do, like, in my instance, you can do a whole fucking art piece. And only like one aspect of it, but you can still grab that aspect who's from this specific person that you're referencing and then apply it to other pieces. And it kind of helps like bridge your individuality.
Right. You're
like, what you do.
Your style is just kind of like an amalgamation of
like what you like.
People that you've ripped from. Like, yeah, that's like,
yeah, that's exactly how Bruce Lee made Jeet Kune Do. Like he took all this shit from boxing, Wing Chun, like Taekwondo, like all this shit, and that's why he makes it his own art. But because he, so this is kind of unrelated, but because he took it all and made it his own thing, he couldn't pass it on to other people because it was like his thing, so that's why it's practically a dead art.
Yeah, but then someone might make their own thing using some part of
exactly,
his thing.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's just like all about like personalization. Like every skateboarder in the Tony Hawk game was, they had stats, like they were they were better at like vert or street or like whatever.
I was reading or watching something from this like professional guitarist who like is like touring with like really famous people, and he was like, if you're having trouble, like, because one of the issues that musicians have a lot is like, what's my sound, you know what I mean? How do I find my own sound?
Well, is it because there's so many tracks out there? Like, you have such a... It's a sea of your shit.
So you know what he said? He was like, if you're having trouble figuring out what you sound like, straight up, don't listen to music for, like, a month straight.
Oof.
Or, like, even a week. Just, like, don't listen to any music and just play your own shit and just, like, figure out naturally, like, what you gravitate towards, what's not really feeling right for you. And it's like, you could love listening to a certain kind of music, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you gotta love playing that kind of music.
Yeah.
It could totally be different. And it's just like, whatever feels right for you, just kind of run with it.
That's true. Like, I love Cat Williams. I'm not Cat Williams. You know what I mean? Like, my comedy is not Cat Williams comedy. There
right.
might be, like, influences from it. Like,
right.
Like we were saying, like, you get influences from everywhere, but you're not, like, solely that thing.
Right.
Like, you get a little bit of everything.
Well, boys, does that wrap it up?
It was about that time?
I think it's about that
time.
It's a little over that time.
Yeah. You know what?
That was enjoyable.
Yeah.
That
was fun.
I mean, you're the first guest. Very special.
Thank you, guys. This is fun. I'm glad I did this.
Yeah, you can come on anytime. Maybe we'll get you... So, obviously, you know our mics are low quality, but you're... For the people who don't know, he's using a mic from the popular video game Guitar Hero. And it's... It doesn't have a stand. So, we...
You know what it
we
does
put
have.
It into a paper towel roll and prop that up on a coffee mug.
And the most just disheartening thing is, at the end of this recording, his mic's probably going to sound the best.
It will sound the best.
And that's showbiz, baby.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, guys, check us out again on Variations of Normal on Instagram. And again, apologies to our listeners in India. But Positive note.
Yo, real quick. Chet Hanks, stop it with the Jamaican, the patois. It's not cool, man. I don't like that shit. Sorry. Just don't do it anymore.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, hold up. What the fuck, man?
It's Tom, it's Tom Hanks' son.
It's really weird.
You just cut us off on the intro. With the
outro.
Outro.
I'm sorry. I just needed to get that out.
Dude, he's a guest. He needs to know his fucking spot.
I don't think berating the guest makes you look any better.
I'm not
put your hand down. Do not raise your hand to our guest.
I'm just kidding. just fucking stay quiet for the rest of the show. Right?
Fucking Chet Hanks. Save that shit for the beginning.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
It is weird, Chet. Also, Chet, what is that?
But, oh, we love you.
I did want to say to our listeners in Russia, we appreciate you.
Oh, man. We're worldwide right now.
I wouldn't say wide, but we're international.
We're in it.
We're international.
We're dipping the tip in.
Our tip of America, it's in. We're going to end on a horrible pun. All right, guys, thank you for listening.